أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained to the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif what a great kitab Allah Ta'ala has sent down. But the mushriks of Makkah declared that their hearts are in a veil and they are in no way prepared to accept. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam can carry on with his mission, and they are going to carry on in their old way. So Allah Ta'ala then explained further that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam declared to them that they should turn to Allah Ta'ala, that he's a human like him. He cannot give them hidayat. Hidayat is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said there is destruction for these non-believers, and Allah explained this, some of the qualities here. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ جُو نَهِ دَيْتَ هِ الزَّكَاةِ. Those who do not give their zakat, whether it is monetary zakat or zakat of the heart, that is removing the impurities of the heart. Zakat of the of akhlaq, removing the impurities of akhlaq. That is, they are not concerned of purifying themselves at all. They just want to remain impure. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Or wa akhirat se munkir hai. And the greatest impurity is that they just believe in akhirat. They don't believe in the life of the year after. And that was just not comprehensible to them, that we will be brought back to life again and we will be held accountable for all our actions. On the other hand, inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Albatta jo log yaqeen laaye aur kiye bhale kaam. However, those people who brought iman and who did righteous deeds, amal saliha, lahum ajrun ghayru mamnoon. Unko sawab milta hai jo mauquf na ho. They will get rewards which will never come to an end, and there will be no end of all the rewards. Allah will just increase the rewards all the time. Yeah, further Allah Ta'ala explains again his great qudrat, and that is how Allah created the heavens and the earth. قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. To keh, kya tum munkir ho usse jisne banai zameen do din mein. What are you disbelieving in that great being, Allah Ta'ala, who created the earth in 2 days? First 2 days, Allah Ta'ala created the earth and everything of the earth. وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا. Or barabar karte ho uske saath auron ko, and you are equaling others towards him. In other words, you are worshipping other things besides Allah. And what stupid and idiotic things like idols, which are just so small. Allah, who has created the whole earth, and how Allah has created everything in the earth, and you worship these idols and you make them equal to Allah. Where can they ever be equal to Allah Ta'ala? ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وہ ہے رب جہاں کا. That is the Lord, the Creator, and not only created it but sustains it, and everything will return back to Allah Ta'ala. That is Allah, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. How can anything be equal to Allah Ta'ala? And then further, وَجْعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِن فَوْقِهَا. اور رکھے اس میں بھاری پہار اوپر سے. And Allah is the one who created the mountains and placed them as heavy weights on this earth. And there is great detail which requires a lot of time to explain, that is very briefly, just like a person has got papers on his desk and he's got the fan on, or he leaves the window open and the wind will blow everything haywire. So he puts weights on those papers to keep them in place. Allah has put the mountains as weights to keep this earth on place. Otherwise the earth will also go haywire, everything, and when Qiyamah will come and mountains will be removed and they'll fly like cotton wool, then this earth, everything will go haywire, everything will be smashed from one side to the other. وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا. اور برکت رکھی اس کے اندر. And then Allah put barakat in this earth. That is all the treasures of the earth, the gold, the silver, all the vegetation that grows, all the great barakat which Allah Ta'ala has kept, various types of elements, various types of metals, etc., steel, platinum, what and what Allah has kept. And in the sand itself, there are so many various types of chemicals which help the things to grow, without which things will not grow properly. So Allah Himself has put all this barakat in it. وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ اور ٹھرائے اس میں خوراک اس کے چار دن میں. And then Allah Ta'ala fixed all the food stuff in it in 4 days further. That is, now Allah Ta'ala, for the food for all who will come in this world, whether they are animals, birds, insects, human beings, jinn, whoever they are, Allah Ta'ala fixed the food and placed the food into this earth. سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ پورا ہوا پوچھنے والوں کو. Here are the answers for all those who question how the earth was created and how everything has come about. Allah Ta'ala says, we have given the full answers to this. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ پھر چرہا آسمان کو. Then Allah Ta'ala intended and went towards the skies, making of the skies. وَهِيَ دُخَان اور وہ دھواں ہو رہا تھا. And from before, the substance of the skies was all Allah had created already. Yeah, Allah, it in Arabic, it is referred to as dukhan, dua, smoke. Scientists refer to it as ether. From there, Allah Ta'ala created the seven heavens. Allah created all the heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, all the various heavenly bodies. Allah created it from the substance of ether, of smoke. فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا پھر کہا اس کو اور زمین کو, آؤ تم دونوں خوشی سے یا زور سے. Then Allah Ta'ala announced to the heavens and the earth that, are you going to submit to me happily or unhappily? In other words, you have to follow my commandments. Are you going to do it happily or are you going to do it unhappily? There are two types of commands of Allah. One which is known takwini, in which that creation towards to whom this command is given have no choice, they just have to do it. Like the sun has to rise on its specific program which Allah has made. It's got no choice whatsoever. It cannot say, it's raining today, I'll sleep an hour extra. It has to do. And the other is the shari'i, which has been directed to mankind. That they are also the commands of Allah, but man, it's up to him whether he's going to observe those commands or he's not going to observe them. So anyway, to the heavens and the earth, Allah Ta'ala asks, are you going to observe my commands happily or unhappily? Then it is narrated, the place where Kaaba Sharif is on earth, and directly above it, Baytul Ma'amur in the heavens, these two replied and said, we obey your commands very happily. And Allah chose them for the most honorable places of earth and heavens. قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ وہ بولے ہم آئے خوشی سے. They both submitted that we will obey you and fulfill all your commands very, very happily. In the one hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned, Allah created sand on Saturday. And then Allah created the mountains on Sunday. And then Allah Ta'ala created all vegetation on Monday. All things that grow, trees, all vegetation. On Tuesday, all evil and illnesses were created. On Wednesday, Noor and all good things were created. And on Thursday, Allah created all animals and all forms of transport. And Friday, between Asr and Maghrib, Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. In this way, the heavens and the earth were created, and all this was, this whole exercise is that we recognize Allah, we learn to love Allah Ta'ala, and we are obedient to Allah, and we strive to gain His pleasure, that He be pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana.